Welcome to episode number 13 of the Spare Minute. I've been experimenting a lot with this podcast, creating longer episodes, shorter episodes, episodes I've written in advance. And I don't know, I'm kind of struggling a little bit to find my bearings with it. Yeah, not necessarily. I don't really want this podcast to sound scripted. And I don't think there's anything wrong with preparing and writing in advance, but this has sort of started as an off-the-cuff kind of experiment. And it's just been one of those things where I just want to show up consistently and roughly record, I don't know, 20 to 30 minutes of an episode. I want to respect your time, though. I want to create content that, you know, is worth listening to. And I don't want every episode to just be about me talking about what to do with this podcast, because then that's just kind of a waste of time. I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts in my head, and I feel like maybe a podcast is a good outlet for that. I used to use Facebook as an outlet, and I had a lot of anxiety about that. I just got back on Facebook this morning, temporarily, not permanently, just to sort of cleanse my profile page of data. I don't know if that data is accessible to Facebook. Probably is, even though my account's, you know, deactivated. They're storing it somewhere. But I really just kind of didn't want to have data on there anymore. So I took some time and I deleted all of my music likes or whatever. And I don't know. It's just hard to believe for me right now in the state I'm in. It's weird, but it's hard for me to believe that everybody's on Facebook. Like, that everybody's just there doing their own thing. And sometimes I feel like Facebook is sort of inauthentic. I mean, it's kind of like the Matrix. You know, you're in Facebook and what you're doing isn't entirely real. But it also makes me realize kind of the temporality of things. I think we when we use Facebook, we often take things for granted because everything's sort of like digital data. It's all just kind of there. And so I feel like sometimes when you're using it, it can foster a sense of like false sort of security that, you know, data is almost impermeable. Impermeable? I don't think that's the right word. No, impermeable is not the right word. It's more like it gives this ageless sense about things with data, like that it's always there. But as I was going through unliking my musical interests, I realized, you know, if you don't keep up with something, there's two things I realized, okay? If you don't continue to produce content like music or posts or whatever, I mean, if you start with an ambition to do something like what I'm doing, making a podcast, and you are not consistent and regular with producing content, then you will very quickly fade out of relevance. Because when you cease to show up regularly, people stop noticing you, and you're not going to trend that way. You can't just stop producing content and pick it up whenever you want. You need to create regularity. You need to do it on a consistent basis, and that's how you get noticed. But the other thing that I realized that was a little bit more unsettling is that even if you do remain consistent in producing content. You may have, at first, an initial, once you get, like, mainstream recognition, you'll get a spike in interest. Like Trainer Tips, his first video about how to, well, it wasn't his first, but it was how to play Pokemon Go, has over a million views, a couple million views, I don't know how many. But that's, like, still his highest viewed video. And that was at the peak of when Pokemon Go came out, when literally everyone and their grandmother was playing Pokemon Go. You walk down the street, someone had their phone out, you could ask them, are you playing Pokemon Go? And they'd probably say, yeah, I am. I'm playing Pokemon Go. That was at the peak of Pokemon Go. But then it leveled out. And now Trainer Chip's videos get just over 100,000 views each video, which is nothing to, you know, snub your nose at. That's impressive. But still, it's nothing like that initial peak interest that he received. And he still has to try to remain regular. But I see it all too often where I'll be following a YouTube channel and they will be regular and they will be consistent over the course of however long. And then their schedule changes or shifts or becomes less consistent. And some just stop altogether or they'll pick back up after months. And I don't know if that's entirely sustainable to gain interest. But people change, they evolve, they shift. I just think that hype is not necessarily an indicator of sustainability. You might have an initial spike, like how Pokemon Go, you know, went viral. When something goes viral, that's not an indicator of sustained interest. Sustained interest is like the long haul, the long term. And often a creator won't get notice for however gosh knows how long. And then you might have one thing that strikes all of the metrics correctly. It hits all of the points just so right that it just sparks viral interest. And then you run the risk of becoming defined by that spike of viral interest. No, now you're that guy who did that thing, who gained that amount of interest. And then that's what becomes sort of solidified in the mind of people, is you're that person. And then the body of your work gets overlooked for that one thing, like a one-hit wonder produced by a band or whatever. You know, you become defined by that one thing. And I feel like the mainstream media is like a collection of artists who are like icebergs, and they had to either build a giant foundation under the surface in order to break through the mainstream just a little bit. I mean, it's icebergs of varying degrees. Some just spiked up through the water, the surface, just boom, like that. And then it's like they came out of nowhere, but they don't really have much under the surface. But others have a giant base under the surface that they've been developing and growing and forming for decades until they finally broke into the mainstream. Some, like the Beatles, you know, that's what they did. It was like playing in bars in Germany to try to get, like, attention, and then they broke into the mainstream. And then, not only that, they produce hit after hit after hit after hit. So the amount of their iceberg that's above the mainstream, it's huge. It's huge. And because of how huge that was, all of the other stuff under the surface, everything else, it's just something that people love to dig through and figure out. I mean, so most of their icebergs probably on the surface, because people love the Beatles and they want to know all about, you know, who the Beatles are and what they did and everything. So sometimes when a band or anybody, when they break through to the mainstream, they produce truly excellent work to the point where they become, you know, iconic. And I think of Coldplay even as doing this. They manage to continue to stay relevant and produce content that is noticed by the mainstream. And because of that, they have a library that people would probably desire to explore beyond the singles, pardon me for yawning, that appear on the radio. And so that's what's interesting. With this podcast that I am producing, obviously I hope to build that, I hope to grow my own sort of iceberg under the surface, but I haven't really marketed this podcast. So whoever finds it is not really specifically targeted by me. I'm not really going out of my way to advertise, which I know that's important. I know it's important to advertise. But this is a somewhat of an experiment on my end to see how much notice or attention can I get without publicizing it. How much attention can I receive without even trying, I guess, just by showing up, really? If I show up every week, Monday, 5 a.m., post an episode every week, try to make that a no matter what thing, can I get listeners without advertising? And at some point, maybe once I reach a certain milestone, although, you know, milestones are not necessarily, well, milestones aren't all that important in the grand scheme of things, but in other words, maybe once I have a significant body of work, and this is definitely something that I am consistently doing on a weekly basis, and it's become a habit, maybe at that point, I don't know, maybe at 100 episodes or something or more, then I'll start advertising it. But until then, I just kind of want to see if I can make this something that is a weekly habit. Just really something that I can express myself and shoot out the ideas that are just in my head. Because I got, sometimes it just feels like my head's too big. I got too many thoughts in there, and I want to be able to put them out there in a certain way. And I like to talk. And making a podcast is like talking without worrying about waiting for the other person to talk. I don't know. That sounds a little selfish and weird. But it's a way of expressing myself without a fear of judgment and without a fear of, what are people going to think about me? It's just me talking about the things that I'm interested in, talking about them in the way that I want to talk about them. And if I so happen to find an audience that wishes to engage with that, then I'm more than willing to engage with whatever audience this content so happens to attract. So, I guess this episode is really about consistency and sustainability in the attention of your audience. You may strike all the right chords and create something that's viral, but in order to truly gauge how sustainable the content you produce is, you can only gauge that by seeing who meets you when you show up. You show up every week. Who shows up to hear you every week, or to watch you every week, or to just to listen to you every week? Who shows up to pay attention to when you show up? That's the sustainability. And what are those regular numbers? And I think that connects to everything. I mean, that connects to Really, you can think of a lot of things like that. The stock market, what's your consistent trend? A musician, what's your consistent trend? If an author's selling a book, and they're a writer, which I think, man, that's got to be hard. Like, maybe you write a book and it's really popular. Maybe you've written a couple books, but that's like only really a side hustle. You need like a main job. Unless you're like a career writer. I feel like most authors have some like main job that they do. That's like they're like Charles Duhigg. It seems like he writes for the New York Times, but he wrote a book called The Power of Habit, and maybe certain other books, but you know, he wrote a book. That's kind of like a side project. But I'm sure it took a lot of effort, but you know, it's not his main job. It's like main job is writing for the New York Times. So it's kind of interesting to think about certain professions or certain accomplishments are really only a product of sort of a side hustle. Like this is not, I wouldn't say it's a side hustle because I don't make money out of this, but this is an interest. This is like a side hobby. This isn't where I don't have all my chips in on this podcast. And I think a lot of people like feel like, man, I want to make money off of making podcasts. That's not easy. It's not easy to be someone who's creative and successful. That's not easy. It takes work. And the two greatest things you have to do are to be consistent and to, to be consistent and diligent and to continue to produce content on a regular basis. Consistent and regular, which are kind of like two words for the same thing. I mean, honestly, consistency is the most important thing, but that's still not even the most guaranteed. That doesn't guarantee success. Consistency and content right there does not guarantee success. But that doesn't make your endeavor not worth doing. You know, I may only get like one or two listens a week, and some spike at six. Like, wow, six. And I do get a little excited about that. Like, wow, that got listened to six times. Like, who listened to it and what do they think about it? I don't know. Because I'm not getting any. Right now, I'm not getting any feedback. Which is fine. That's okay. I don't need feedback. I appreciate feedback. I don't need it. But in this endeavor, I hope to produce episodes weekly. I hope to be producing content consistently. Where that will take me, I don't know. But what I do know is this is an outlet for me. And if you so choose to listen to this, it is my hope and desire that you find it to be enriching to you in some way. And if you want to let me know if it's enriching to you, or if you feel like it's opening up avenues of conversations that we could be having, please do not hesitate to email me at thespareminute@gmail.com. I don't bite. I am passionate about what I like to talk about, and I'm more than willing to discuss my thoughts or ideas about anything you want to talk to me about. And I will feature your email in an episode, so long as it's something enriching and contributes to this. It's constructive. It's got to be constructive. And I hope to hear from you. And I appreciate if you have been listening. And like I said, I do hope that this is enriching to you. I will aim and endeavor to produce episodes every Monday at 5 a.m. And should I not be able to, I will post a brief episode explaining, you know, hey, can't make an episode this week. But this is the podcast that I record in the spare minutes of my life, and it's typically unscripted, off the cuff, whatever comes to my mind. Sometimes I may have something prepared in advance, like I did last week, but for the most part, as it stands right now, this podcast is very much sort of an improvisational, whatever comes to my mind at the time. I hope you tune in next week. I will catch you guys later. Bye.